For all customers of eSecurity, this is a special edition of Novell Open Audio. Welcome to Novell Open Audio, the podcast that connects the Novell user community with what's going on in and around the Novell universe. I'm your host, Ted Hager, and this is a special edition of Novell Open Audio put together especially for the customers of eSecurity. We put together this special edition of Novell Open Audio in order to give you a better orientation to what's going on at Novell and what the implications of Novell acquiring eSecurity are to you as an eSecurity customer. Our feature for today is the CTO of eSecurity, Mr. Reed Harrison, along with the Director of Product Management for Novell's Identity Management products, Lauren Russin. And they're going to give a little bit of an idea of what they think the merger of these two companies coming together actually means for eSecurity customers. We go now to Lee Howarth, our correspondent, who spoke to Reed and Lauren just for this purpose.
Hi, this is Lee Howarth, and I'm here today with Lauren Russin and Reed Harrison to talk about Novell's acquisition of eSecurity. Gentlemen, would you mind introducing yourselves first? Lauren, if you go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lauren Russin. I am Director of Product Management at Novell. I've been at Novell for about 13 years and had the pleasure to actually work in our Identity and Access Management group this entire time.
Reed?
Hello, my name is Reed Harrison. I'm the CTO and founder of eSecurity. Been with the company since its inception 7 years ago, and getting ready to take the next step with Novell.
Excellent. So, Reed, let's just start off with you. Obviously, this acquisition of eSecurity by Novell, there's a lot of eSecurity customers out there that are probably wondering how it's going to affect their services as they see it today from eSecurity. Can you give us that kind of information?
Oh, absolutely. One of the key drivers in the companies looking at each other, talking about this merger, this combination of technology and culture, but also it's the combination of customers. And one of the strongest credits to eSecurity's history in the last 7 years is the value and the credit to the companies that have acquired eSecurity software, the Fortune 500s, the Fortune 100s, the Fortune 50s. They're huge organizations with very complex problems, have trusted eSecurity software and company to help solve a very complex problem in the traditional security event management space as well as in the compliance space. And one of the most important things that we want to make sure customers know going forward is that the mission of eSecurity in continuing the roadmap and continuing the vision into the space and supporting our customers is one of the strongest and highest priorities for Novell and eSecurity coming together. So concerns about about contracts, about terms, about support, those should be set aside and understand that eSecurity's technology is being brought into Novell, and the mission is continuing to support customers as well as to continue the development of the product across platform into the future.
So, Reed, from what you're telling us there, any security customer that has upgrade protection or maintenance, that's still going to be covered even with the acquisition?
Definitely. That's one of the key components of the transaction. We wanted to make sure that our customers were protected, and obviously Novell values the caliber of customer that eSecurity has as well.
So, Lauren, over to you. Why did Novell actually target eSecurity? I'm sure there's a number of companies out there that are providing these kind of services. Why eSecurity?
Yeah, so there's actually 24, if you want to actually know how many companies out there that are roughly in this space. But when you start to narrow down the number of companies that are enterprise class, have the capabilities that, you know, are really what we were looking for, there were really just a handful of them. eSecurity ended up bubbling to the top. One of those reasons was you look at the Gartner Magic Quadrant, and eSecurity has year over year been in the very much the visionary quadrant, as well as actually very high on execution for a relatively small company. Some other things that as you know, I was participating in the initial analysis and then the due diligence to see if eSecurity could be a good fit. was first, we loved the people. It was almost immediate how quickly the two teams, Novell as well as the eSecurity team, came together and actually really drove together an opportunity, as well as we saw quite an interesting synergy when you looked at the technology. Their technology is very high scaled, very enterprise class, as well as its targets are broad. I think a broad set of capabilities, but as if you look at some of the reports that are out there in review of eSecurity, it provides a very simple, nice user interface. So I think a lot of the synergy with technology and the people was one of the key reasons that we targeted eSecurity.
Another question for you, Lauren. Novell is known as a Linux company. eSecurity, from what I hear, is obviously cross-platform. There's a lot of customers that are running these services on Solaris, I believe. How is this acquisition going to affect the level of supported platforms in the future?
It's a very good question. I can tell, or I could see why a lot of the eSecurity customers would be concerned about that, simply because Linux and our Celeste acquisition a few years ago has really helped turn the company around. When you look, however, at our identity and access management products, we have always been cross-platform. That's been one of our key strengths over a lot of the competitors, is that we do support Windows, we support Solaris, we support the various Linux flavors, and then Novell's really award-winning NetWare platform. We certainly intend to continue that focus on a cross-platform strategy, and we felt that Sentinel was very complementary to that strategy too.
And Reid, how do you feel the eSecurity customers are actually going to benefit from this acquisition? You know, obviously, Novell's product portfolio goes from operating systems to management software. What do you think eSecurity customers are going to get from this acquisition?
eSecurity customers should be confident in the addition of ourselves, eSecurity, into Novell because of the resources and the engineering side that will be made available, the focus on customer support that will be available, and the globalization of the push into the market to know that the same SEM solution that they bought actually now will have a larger momentum in the market space, to give them confidence in the fact that what they bought the first time will continue to be a leading product in the market, and will the roadmap that we have had with eSecurity maps very well with Novell's roadmap for integration. And I believe that's another major area where customers who were eSecurity customers are now Novell customers are also now going to hear of tremendous opportunities of innovation through integration between the Novell product lines and the eSecurity Sentinel platform. And I think those are key benefits to the customers for eSecurity. I think they can understand that there's access to a broader set of services. There's a broader set of products that can actually now be looking ahead, can say that there's a tight integration between the Sentinel product that they bought before, and have confidence that if they select another Novell product, whether it's identity management or asset management, resource management types of technologies, that they will be very tightly integrated and very elegantly integrated, as our engineering teams focus to deliver those types of integration points very quickly.
So, Reid, I also agree with that. I mean, you consider, Novell's also a very right-sized company for, eSecurity to come join, because you will be, a very significant pillar in our overall solution and trying to provide a comprehensive monitoring as well as reporting framework for our customers out there, as well as then some of the things you hinted about on the roadmap, which is some great synergies in bringing together not only our identity and access management, resource management, system management technologies, but now with the addition of your security information and event management product, I think we have something together, I think, that's very unique.
So, speaking of the roadmap, Lauren, I'll direct this question at you. When can Novell and eSecurity customers expect to see something in terms of the new roadmap?
It's a great question. A lot of people have been asking, so when do I actually get to bring all of the benefit, all the value of what Sentinel has today to the broader Novell audience? And what we have been able to do, and I think this is credit to the architecture and the design of Sentinel, we can, day one, actually start to offer value to our customer set. We'd like to bring you as the eSecurity customer set into that same mix as well. And we have some interesting promotions that we'll be announcing that I think will give you opportunity to see the value between Sentinel as well as Novell's identity and access management products in particular. As you start to see then, middle of the summer, we'll be introducing then a Novell branded solution that will provide some initial tighter integration. And then our target is, as Reed talked about, over the next 9 months, when we're fitting into the existing roadmap for Sentinel, you'll start to see some common management frameworks. You'll start to see some, you know, us taking advantage of the fact that we have a very strong and robust identity and access management technology, bringing those two, you know, technologies together to really provide a unique offering to the market.
Well, this is Reed Harrison. I would say that from the eSecurity perspective, this is a next step for the company. You know, I was here when we opened the doors of the company. I really believe that we're stepping through a threshold now to have a longer term and more robust growth opportunity, and just share that with the Novell team. We're very excited about it. We believe that this is considered to be a strategic move by Novell, and that's the best place for a small company to come into a very large company.
Lauren, I understand that Novell has been briefing a number of analysts in terms of this acquisition, giving all the details. Can you give us any kind of sense of what the feedback has been from those analysts?
Oh, certainly. So as you go into any one of these acquisitions, you have a lot of confidence that you're doing the right thing, but it's always validating when you have a chance to go out to some objective party, certainly some of the third-party analysts that we've been working with. And it's been very, not so much alarming, it's just interesting how rapidly they understand and get, you know, the integration points. Many of them have come back to us just saying, you know, this makes perfect sense. And even to the point where we've had some analysts, want to engage us further and to have deeper discussions, you know, even prior to the public announcement of the acquisition. So the endorsement, I think, has been just phenomenal. It's been very great.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win deal for both Novell and eSecurity. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
And that's it for our interview with Reed Harrison and Lauren Russin. We thank you very much for joining us. If you're interested in more about Novell Open Audio, you can go to www.novell.com/openaudio. Thanks for joining us.